Welcome, everybody, to the Future of Professional Wrestling Podcast, to the next big thing in professional wrestling podcasts. Welcome to the Body Slam Radio. My name is Duncan Welker. I am your host, and we're going to be talking about so many things in professional wrestling. It will make your head spin. I guarantee it, y'all. But we're not going to just go and talk about them all free will. You know what I'm saying? We're not just going to go talk about one subject, then another, then another, then another, then another. Well, you get the point. We're going to break them up into little sections. When I say little sections, I mean three sections in total, and then a recap. What we're going to do is the opening set will be the opening contest. The middle set will be the mid-carders, and the final set will be the main event set. So, first thing we are talking about today is the one thing I promised to talk about on my Twitter. My Twitter handle is at DuncanWelker1. Go give it a follow. The thing I promised to talk about on my Twitter is the WWE's all-women pay-per-view WWE Evolution. And no, it's not that one you're thinking of, but would make for a pretty cool kind of stable if they brought it back, but with only women. I'm joking. No, you can't. No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't. I'm joking. You're not going to ruin anything if you put women into it, because women can do as much as anything as men. Absolutely. So, WWE Evolution is a groundbreaking pay-per-view for the WWE. Granted, TNA did it and is still doing it. It's done it for like, what, past 5 years? Ring of Honor did it last year, and there's been so many companies that have all women talent, it's not even funny. I'm not going to mention them all, but, well, you know them all. And I'll mention a couple. Glow, Women of Wrestling, Wrestlelicious. I don't think Wrestlelicious was even a wrestling promotion. I think it was just a way to make money, but still have wrestling in the name. But, and then there's the current one today, Shimmer. So, there's that. Okay, so let's move on. So, WWE announced this on Monday night. You know what, let's just read what WWE.com says. I'm going to get this out of the way right now. I know I've already said it, but I'm going to get out of the way for anybody new who listens to this episode in particular. I'm not a professional podcaster. Maybe I'll be one later on in my life, but I do this for fun, and I do this to get a little bit of exposure to the professional wrestling world. So, let's read what WWE.com says about the Evolution pay-per-view. On Monday Night Raw, WWE Chief Brand Officer Stephanie McMahon announced the formation of WWE Evolution, a groundbreaking all-women's exclusive pay-per-view that will take place Sunday, October 28th, 7 p.m., Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central Time, and for Pacific Time, I'm going to say it's around 3-ish. Yeah, 3 p.m. Pacific Time. It is from NYCB Live, home of the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum in New York. The event will stream live on the WWE Network and be available on pay-per-view providers around the world. The matches will be featuring women's championship matches from the brands of Monday Night Raw, Tuesday Night SmackDown Live, NXT, and the all-new NXT UK division, as well as the finals of the Mae Young Classic 2018, which is the second one they've done. The last they did one last year, that was the inaugural one, and the winner of that was Kairi Sane, and as of this recording, she is on NXT. And so Stephanie McMahon was quoted on Monday Night Raw saying, "Because of all of you men and women using your voices for change, we are able to provide a platform to show the world that women can do anything and be anything they want to be." So how did this all form out? Well, see, many fans of the division wanted a change. So they started the hashtag, Give Divas a Chance. And a revolution started. You know, there were more, you know, longer matches. Three of the four NXT's horsewomen came up. You know, Charlotte, Sasha, Becky. And, well, since that time, females' talents have been over-delivered in every opportunity presented to them, and he expects nothing different from their first ever pay-per-view event. This is Triple H saying, by the way. And he's right. I mean, the women main evented the Royal Rumble. The Royal freaking Rumble. That's what? That's a big four pay-per-view. Think about that. That's pretty good, in my opinion. So, what other matches would I like to see? Well, if it was up to me, I would have a 8-man women's match between the Four Horsewomen of UFC and the Four Horsewomen of the WWE. And I say the Four Horsewomen of UFC because they are all in WWE in some capacity. The Four Horsewomen of WWE has always wanted to challenge the Four Horsewomen of UFC. So, and that's just my thoughts on it. Maybe you have more, maybe you have less. I don't really know at this point. All we know is that it's going to happen, and WWE is riding high on it. So, the opening contest is over. Next set, you're the mid-carders. We are going to be talking about Matt Riddle signing, with the WWE. WrestleZone.com reports there have been rumblings recently that WWE are interested in signing Matt Riddle. Now, again, this article was posted 2 days ago, and I forgot to mention, Combat Zone Wrestling has potentially spoiled, and potentially confirmed that Matt Riddle is going to the WWE. They have a post, one of their, you know, posters and stuff for one of their events, CZW New Heights. The tagline is, don't miss one of Matt Riddle's final indie appearances before going to the WWE. Now, do I think he's going to go to the WWE? Well, the NXT, let's be honest. Absolutely. I think he will blend great with that style, but you know what? That's just me. I know a lot of indie guys who would go well with that style, but again, you don't really know what you're capable of until somebody sees what you can do in the ring. I've never been in the ring, of course. I'm just a simple podcaster. But I've seen many guys at RCCW, Roxy Championship Wrestling, which, speaking of RCCW, one of their biggest shows of the year, WrestleCon. WrestleCon tickets are still available at the VBC box office and Ticketmaster.com. VBC box office is right across from the VBC East Hall, where the event will be held. That's a pretty good strategy there, if you ask me. Back to Matt Riddle. Matt Riddle is really kind of special in my eyes. Matt Riddle, like, I've only seen a couple of his matches, but when Ricochet left, he is someone I thought would never go to the WWE. But you know what? Like they say, anything can happen in WWE, and really, anything can happen in professional wrestling. So, that's the end of that specific set. The mid-carders are done. Now it is time for the main event of the show. We're going to be talking about Roman Reigns, everyone's favorite big dog fist thingy. What is it called? I don't know. You know that thing where fist cocking. There we go. Everyone's favorite big dog fist cocking, Rock Cousins, all this stuff, superstar Roman Reigns. Now, recently on Twitter, Roman Reigns has been getting into an argument with Tama Tonga. With Tama Tonga of the Bullet Club, well, the firing squad of the Bullet Club, the NWO Wolfpack of the Bullet Club. And, well, it's kind of fun to see. I mean, he's going back and forth saying Roman the Rat, and they're saying, and he's saying, oh, I just got your follower count up. And he's saying, well, keep fist cocking because That won't get you, because I just got you over, or something like that. I didn't read all of the conversation. Still pretty cool to see, though. So, Roman Reigns has been, I'm not going to say he's been given opportunities. I mean, he's worked for them. I'm not going to lie, Roman Reigns, and I'm going to say this with all my smart comments deep down inside. Roman Reigns has deserved every opportunity he has got. Well, except for that one against Sheamus. Sheamus really should have just held on to the title longer and then been taken down at, like, Survivor Series or SummerSlam. But that's just me. You know that one Sheamus run, 2015, where, like, Sheamus won the Money in the Bank contract and then cashed in at Survivor Series 15, 14, whatever? You know that Survivor Series where he was threatened by ISIS and all that junk? But other than that, I think he's been rightfully given, I think he rightfully deserves every title shot he's gotten, every match, win, whatever you want to call it, that he has deserved what he is doing right now in the WWE. So let's talk about what he's been doing recently besides the Tama Tonga feud. Roman Reigns will be facing Brock Lesnar in the SummerSlam, more than likely, main event. And this is not the first time those two have met. This is the fourth time, actually. Technically, there's more, but they have only faced each other three times in singles matches. First time at WrestleMania 31, Seth Rollins won that match after interfering in the match and cashing in his Money in the Bank briefcase. Second time, Brock won clean. Let me get my Vince Russo voice on. It was a swerve, bro. I swear to God, it was a swerve, bro. So, Vince, if you're listening, I'm not making fun of you, but I am making fun of you, so, yeah, whatever. Anyways, the third match was in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, at the Greatest Royal Rumble in a steel cage match. Now, you would think if Roman spears Brock out of the cage and his feet hits the floor, he'd be the Universal Champion, and we wouldn't have to deal with this nonsense till WrestleMania 35, right? You're wrong. Unfortunately, Brock won on a technicality. You know, technicalities, it can go good and bad for people. So we have to put up with another match. Like I said, he deserves everything he has worked for. But this one, I don't know. It just kind of sours on my heart because, think about it. He defeated Bobby Lashley to get this number one contendership. And what upsets me the most is that Bobby Lashley has deserved this shot. After being dominant as heck in Impact Wrestling, since he went back there in, 2015, I think? Yeah, since 2015, or 2014 maybe, I don't really remember. I kind of remember Impact from that year, but I kind of want to forget it because it was kind of suckish. He's been dominating there. He has a better MMA record than Brock. And to be honest, WWE kind of missed the ball on him. But that's just my two cents. So, will this match at SummerSlam be good? Who knows? Will it be bad? Who knows? Will it get a less than 5-star rating from Dave Meltzer? Absolutely. Oh, I love picking on Dave Meltzer. Actually, I don't. If anything, I'd want him to come on the show and be a guest, but let's be honest, that's never going to happen. So, that's pretty much it for the show. So, to recap, I talked about the WWE Women's Evolution All-Women's Pay-Per-View event. It will be from NYCB Live, home of the Nassau War Veterans Memorial Coliseum, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central Time, and 3 p.m. Pacific Time. In the mid-card, I talked about Matt Riddle going to WWE and Combat Zone Wrestling, potentially spoiling that surprise that they had planned for TakeOver Brooklyn. In the main event, I talked about Roman Reigns and what he's done in the past couple of 3-4 years. I'll probably touch base on him a little more in another episode. But that's pretty much it for today. I mean, unless there's anything else I can think of. I mean, I guess the only thing is you just need to be reminded if you're in the North Alabama area, Rock City Championship Wrestling, Wrestling Con, August 11th. Tickets are available at the VBC box office and Ticketmaster.com. So, for Body Slam Radio, I'm Duncan Walker, and I will see you next time.